This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on August 1st, 2018. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. A project to help migrant garment workers in Jordan is proving so successful that it may be duplicated in other countries. The Al Hassan Workers Center in Jordan is a project of the Jordanian government and the International Labour Organization. The ILO is the United Nations specialized agency focused on matters of work in the world. It's managed in a tripartite fashion with representatives of governments, employers, and labor unions. The Al Hassan Industrial Zone is the largest of Jordan's 14 zones. Almost 20,000 migrant workers, mainly from South Asia, are employed in the zone's garment factories. The isolated location of the zone in Jordan posed many educational, health, and recreational problems. And so the ILO, with its Better Work program, started the center in 2013. Emily Hilton is a project manager for the Workers' Center.
The Workers' Center, initiated by Better Work Jordan and the Al Hassan Industrial Zone, is the first of its kind in Jordan. It's a place where workers can come and play games, meet each other, have a cup of coffee, and it's a space that's completely independent from their workplaces and their dormitories, which are usually controlled by their employers. We want the Worker Center to be a place where workers can come and support each other and can get the supports that they need to face some of these issues, supports that they wouldn't find anywhere else in the industrial zone.
Here is one of the workers who uses the Worker Center services.
This is a Worker Center. We can any work out the problem, anything you can explain there. Anytime, any place, you can come to there and complain.
Sandra Snow is a former garment worker who is now a project coordinator at the center.
The workers from different nationalities are working in Jordan and they are away from their families. Sometimes they face some violation in their workplace, like working very long hours, or getting less salary, and sexual harassment. And some other difficulties about food, water, and health. And also some workers are stressed about being in debt too. At the Worker Center, the worker can use the computer lab to Skype their family in their home countries. The workers can use the gym to exercise or to take dance classes. The workers can take their English classes and computer classes to build their skill, so when they go home, they can have some other job opportunities and they can be promoted in their workplaces too. The worker can also get the legal help, union representation, and health services when those are needed.
Philip Fishman is the manager of the ILO's Better Work program in Jordan.
The idea of the Worker Center emerged out of what was clearly a very strong need that workers were expressing. And from the point of view of the ILO and Better Work, it also gives us an opportunity to talk to workers without their employers being there. So it's given us an ability to learn much more about what their daily lives are like and what it's like to come to Jordan as a migrant worker and to work in the garment sector. There are three major zones in Jordan where garment factories, most garment factories, are located. And our hope is that in the next few years that all three of these zones will have worker centers.
The Al Hassan Worker Center has been financially supported by the Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation. I'm C. Marie Ainsborough. Thank you for listening.